This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence, featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox. Money.
Welcome to Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio with Alex Klingensmith, as always. And today we're going to have a fun show, Alex. We're doing listener questions. We do this every couple months or so, and it's listener questions that we've collected over the month or so. And it's also client, real live client questions that they're asking that we get repetitive questions. We want to always bring the ones that get asked the most often to our listeners and to you. So here you go. Financialdetox.com is where you can check us out. 877-707-8889. Once again, 877-707-8889. We want your questions. We want to help you. Financial Detox is about helping people avoid the great behavioral blunders that most investors make, and thus helping you extract the returns that are available to be extracted out of the markets, helping you achieve better returns in the huge preponderance of all investors.
It's like you said that before.
I think so.
These are questions that come. We have 10 advisors across four states. The advisors are in the four states. Our clients are in maybe all 50 states at this point.
I think we're all 50.
But I think it's cool because we have 1,000 clients, and we talk to clients and prospective clients every day. So a lot of these questions start to sound similar because they're questions you're probably asking yourself, right? Questions I'm asking myself too as an advisor to the investment committee, which is our group of folks at our firm that help make and guide our decisions and how we manage money, right?
Yep.
So the first question, Jason.
Yes, we're going to go. We're diving right in.
Let's do it, man.
We're getting serious. You're not going to talk about snowboarding or the atmospheric river that's about to open up in Central and Northern California?
Speaking of atmospheric river, whatever that even means, this is the question. You know, we can go do that too, but hold on. I want to ask one first and get it going, because this person said, what should I expect from my portfolio if inflation happens, if interest rates go up, if market volatility occurs? That's like a three-part question.
That is a three-question.
Let's tackle the first one, inflation. What should I expect if inflation happens?
This is a big topic on a lot of people's mind, right? They're seeing our governments print money like there's no end. Like the printing presses are just running.
Two more $1 trillion stimulus. $2 trillion.
Now remember can we do this the thing a million, a billion, a trillion seconds?
You can do it. I don't remember what
it's so good.
Do it.
Okay, so because people are talking about we're gonna print just 2 more trillion on top of the 4 trillion or whatever other 2 trillion we've already printed as COVID stimulus. A trillion seems like a little bit more than a billion, which is a little bit more than a million, right?
Right.
However, it's not a little bit more. These numbers are devastatingly dangerous when you start thinking about we're printing so much money that pretty soon there's going to be so much money in circulation that you have to imagine if there's so much of something, is it now valuable or does it become less valuable because there's so much of it? I would think that it becomes less valuable. 1 million, to equate it into time. Right. So let's take a million, a billion, a trillion and go into time. This is in my book, Financial Detox. By the way, we have a couple extra copies sitting around. So if you want a copy of Financial Detox, a book, send me an email, jason@financialdetox.com. I'm going to sign it. It'll be the most unfamous person who's ever signed a copy of a book for you, for sure. And I will send it to you for absolutely free. We'll send it, we'll ship it, we'll sign it, and hopefully you'll be a better investor and more financially astute because of it. Anyhow, 1 million seconds, 1 million, put it into time. So let's go seconds and time. So 1 million seconds is 7 days. So if you have a million seconds, break it into something that we can measure here, it's 7 days ago.
Just a week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Okay.
Give or take. And I'm not being precise here, but I'm within a half a day or so. If we go to 1 billion, you think, nah, not much more. Most people say a month or 17 days or something. But no, the difference between 1 million and 1 billion, 1 billion is 17-ish years.
Whoa.
So from 1 million to 1 billion, you go from 7 days to 17 years in counting seconds.
Wow.
That's a lot of seconds.
Yeah.
Now, the kicker here is, and we're talking about inflation. The question is inflation. 1 trillion is 33 17,000 years. Wow. We go from 7 days to 17 years to 33.
So what you're saying, I think, is that the government has desensitized us to these trillion-dollar numbers now, or maybe just the way that things are now. Companies are worth trillions of dollars even now, right?
So Bruno Mars, who sings like, I want to be a billionaire. Yeah. So now it's not even millionaire. Who says billionaire? I want to be a millionaire. It's supposed to be a million, not billions, like 7 second abs or 7 minute abs versus 8 minute abs. Right?
Oh, man.
It's gnarly, man.
There is a kid TV show. I can't remember what it's called right now, but my kids have watched it a couple of times over when it was raining last weekend, and the kid is a trillionaire, by the way.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Richie Rich,
and
it's
a really the only trillionaire on the earth.
The show starts out with he's a trillionaire, so they are catching on, I think, these media outlets and figuring it out. But so inflation, so there's a bunch of money out there in the economy, and the world economy, by the way, not just the U.S. economy. The world economy is stimulating itself because it needs to to support parts of our society that really have been affected by COVID, right?
Yes.
Legitimate concerns there. But then what are the consequences? Inflation.
It seems like eventually you would have that. However, what's interesting is when we talk to sophisticated institutional investors and certified financial analysts and economists and the people which we talk to regularly to try and construct the right portfolios for our clients, it's just not presenting itself yet. Inflation is not really presenting itself yet.
You know, the catch too is when you read like the common sense stuff, what you're supposed to do to protect against inflation, you're supposed to buy stocks. So wouldn't that then prop up the stock market? If it's kind of like a which came first, the chicken or the egg situation at that point, right?
Yeah, because a stock has a higher rate of return than a bond. So a stock tends to be a little bit more defensive in an inflationary environment versus bonds and CDs and cash. Cash is probably the worst. But then you also think about stocks are typically valued based upon a company selling a product or a service. So if the cost of that product or service goes up, inflation, then it's defensive against inflation, right? Because consumers would pay more for that product or service. Therefore, the company would somewhat be insulated from inflation and the value would be good. The other asset class that typically is directly tied to inflation and protection is gold, right? People say, I'm going to have gold because gold's a store of value. Over time, and long historic rates of return in gold have been okay.
We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Okay, we're back. We took a break. We're talking about listener questions today. We're answering listener questions. We want to get your questions, so give us a call at 877-707-8889 or just send your question straight to the inbox, jason@financialdetox.com. We will get your question. We'll read it. If you want to say your name, we'll say your name. If not, we won't. But anyway, yeah, here we go. So we talked a little bit about
the new
inflation.
Gold. This is the new gold. So the new gold, and this is the question that, and I think to answer that, I guess we should probably answer with definitive conclusion on what to do about inflation, if that's what we think is coming, to answer the person's question.
Yes.
And does the answer sound something like build a diversified portfolio that that matches your financial plan?
I think it does.
Target rate of return and all.
I think it does, though, and we could add to it, Alex. A real tangible thing is I wouldn't hold a lot of cash. If you really think inflation is going to present itself, then the value of your dollars are going down every day you hold them. So you need to put them in something that goes up in value over time.
Yeah.
So holding cash, talked to a client a couple minutes ago before we did the show, that's $900,000 sitting in the bank account. I'm like, why do you have $900,000 in the bank account? I don't know. Well, what if I need it? I said, well, your portfolio is 3 days liquid. You're in a diversified portfolio that doesn't have a lot of volatility. 900,000 cash is scary.
What was that person's approximate net worth to give people an idea of what percentage of
probably their... Probably 4 million.
So 1/4 of their net worth is
in cash.
Because they're scared of the market crashing? Or because
I think it was just... a little bit of that, I might need it someday, not quite connecting the fact that the portfolio we have for them is completely liquid, mm-hmm. 2-3 days totally liquid. Also that our portfolio is very diversified and not a lot of all, it's not going to be down 40 or 50%.
It has hedges for inflation already built
has
into it.
It
has reactionary right. implementation techniques, meaning yes. that we adjust for inflation as it happens and presents itself.
Yeah.
That's important. Basically pay attention yeah. to what's going on if it does start to happen.
Right. And the other thing that's scary is if you hold long-term bonds, like you go chase yield, you want 3% yield. So you go buy the longest term bond out there and maybe a little lower quality too. And then when inflation starts presenting itself and interest rates start to go up, you have a long-term bond at a very low interest rate. And pretty soon there's higher interest rates available in shorter term bonds. All of a sudden your long-term bond doesn't look that good. And now you're stuck with that bond unless yeah. you sell it for a loss.
Right.
So you got to be smart and you need to make sure that your portfolio is done right. You got to be careful if you want it bad. When I was brand new in the business, Alex, I always hear these old guys, they were great, the older guys in my office, right? Yeah. I had a couple really older guys in my office and they would walk around and they would say, if you want it bad, you're going to get it bad. And they were talking about the technology boom. And this was in early 2000. And they were talking about these stocks going up 25 points a day. And they're like, this just doesn't work long run. This just is not going to work. This is going to come undone. If you want it bad, meaning you want yield bad, you want return, you're going to get it, right? Yeah. You're going to get it on the other end.
Careful what you ask for.
Two sides to every coin.
Well, I love that. Okay, so now let's go to the next question. I think that is enough on that one.
Yes.
But the next question has to do with, we were talking about gold a minute ago. And so this always makes me think of this whenever people talk about this particular question. It said, I wanted to bounce a question off of you, talking to one of our advisors. There's a big conversation going around about electronic currency or cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, et cetera. Seems like a conversation that everyone seems to be having, and it seems the price keeps being driven up. Is this something we should be considering?
Yeah. It's a tricky one, man, right? I own a little bit of Bitcoin. I talked to some clients who I think are sophisticated and also gambler-ish who want to own some of that action and have shown them how to do it.
The way you just said that's so funny. It made me think of so the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Right.
That's the first step to recovery. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with owning Bitcoin. I'm totally kidding, but...
I also have a really good friend who's very entrenched in the industry, who has been in for a long time and has made some great money. He's lost some great money on it, right? But I think there's an argument and a case for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And there's an argument and a case for blockchain technology. This is a revolutionary technology. The process behind this is new and will probably have some type of paradigm shift in our day-to-day lives, culture, usage of money. There's an article we have called The End of Money that is interesting and caught my attention. I've sent that out to people. So if you want a copy of that article, we're not saying it's correct. We're not condoning. We're not making any predictions here. But it's interesting to think about what blockchain technology is and how it works. I think it's probably a really good inflation hedge in the sense that, unfortunately, it's so volatile because it's so speculative.
That's the word that I think. So when people ask me, we're just talking about how we feel about it right now.
Yeah.
I think when it comes down to people asking us bluntly, do you have it in your portfolios for your clients? And if not, where could it belong? And I think it's purely speculative, is my opinion. Yeah. Our investment committee goes back and forth on this topic because should we add it in? You can do that now, right? With publicly traded liquid securities.
Not very well. Because
it's expensive.
You pay a 25-ish%, 20% premium to buy it in an ETF or something that's liquid. So the price of Bitcoin is, let's call it, $25,000 or $30,000.
I think it's like $30,000 now.
Yeah,
right?
30-ish. Yeah, it was $41,000 2 weeks ago. But the price of it is $30,000. You're going to pay a premium of 20% to that $30,000. You're going to pay a premium.
Sounds
if you
like
buy the
gold
ETF.
Used to be, right? Isn't that a similar story of things like commodities, or you can't actually own the thing directly?
Right.
And if you do, then it's not really useful at that point.
In order to get access to a liquid version of Bitcoin, there's a premium because there's not enough regulation. There's not enough acceptance of it now, so you can't do it. However, I think that will probably change. Those premiums will go down. So unfortunately, buying in an ETF and buying it across, for example, all of our clients' accounts like we talk about.
So it's speculative tough. And it's expensive to own in a publicly traded form. If you buy it on your phone app or whatever, which is many people end up doing through Coinbase or whatever the thing's called, or there's different ones. I think people have to understand that it's speculative, and you wouldn't put a significant portion of your net worth into Bitcoin if you were to. But hey, some of us are speculative investors, and that's okay as long as you again admit what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah, no,
admit it, and then assess the risk. Can I afford to lose all this money or not count on it for my retirement or for, you know? And then, yeah, sure, maybe proceed with caution, right?
I think it makes sense to have one or so percent of your portfolio now, maybe two. And then you see as it continues to stabilize and prove itself as an asset class, you could round that up. And I think it is probably going to be a good inflation hedge long run once the speculative nature kind of fizzles out, because you're talking about something that is finite in its creation. It is absolutely finite. Even gold is not finite. You think about mining methodologies.
Haven't found it all yet.
Well, think about just mining methodologies, right? I mean, I watch Gold Rush Alaska. I know what's going on in Gold. But you see, the methodologies that we have to mine now are so much more sophisticated and better with technology that we're able to go into gold mines that were once mined and people thought they got all the gold out and go extract, you know, tons of gold from that.
Yeah.
There's just, I mean, look at the trucks that are Ord Rich Gold Mine in Nevada.
Yeah, but this is where you lose me on the Bitcoin analogy, because I'm like, this is for lack of information, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, but somebody created Bitcoin. It just all of a sudden was a thing, right?
Yeah.
So can't they just keep doing that if they want, whoever these people are?
Like, not with Bitcoin in and of itself, Bitcoin capital B, but you could do it with other things. That's why there's so many coins.
But no, but go back to the first thing I said. They created Bitcoin. They. I don't know who they were. Can't they create more?
No.
Why not?
Because
they changed their mind?
Because the system is constructed so that you cannot create more. It's Financial Detox. Alex has taken us through some listener questions here. These are questions that have come in from our listeners, you. And it's also, I think we have a couple here from specific clients that we work with on a regular basis. So we'd love to hear from you. Send an email to jason@financialdetox.com if you have a question, and we'd love to answer it that way. You're also welcome to call us. If you want a second opinion on what you're doing, you want to have the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors look at your portfolio, your financial plan. I think we can probably show you something a little bit different than what you're used to seeing, and take a holistic look at your plan and where you want to go and make sure you're on track to get there. I got to just do a side note real quick, Alex, because we worked with a client yesterday. Work with clients every day, right? But yesterday in particular, this is a newer client to our firm that has a significant amount of investable assets. Total investable assets about $4.5-5 million. And net worth, lots of real estate stuff, probably net worth's about 10. But the client has had an advisor for his whole life. Awesome people, by the way. Love the people, great people, very smart. But they've had an advisor their whole life. $4 million investable asset, $10 million net worth. Never had a financial plan. Had no idea what an interactive, holistic, comprehensive financial plan was. Literally had just retired, came out of a pretty big business, a publicly traded business, and retired out, thinking he's going to go on and do something else because he thought he had to. He wasn't sure how much money he had. He wasn't sure how the income would come off of it. Didn't know, you know, what his true financial capabilities were. So we took him through our comprehensive financial planning process, the holistic process that's interactive, live on a screen share. We weren't even in the office together. We're on a screen share. I'm sharing my screen, talking to him. Videos are connected. A beautiful scenario. And after a couple of different meetings of building out his plan, he saw his whole financial life laid out in front of him on an interactive screen where we could tab on and tab off what-if scenarios, inflation, taxes, investment returns, real estate returns, real estate income from investment, real estate, everything put together in the cause and effectual relationship so that when we adjust one thing, we see how it affects everything else. He goes, I've never seen this in my life. Guy's 55 years old, extremely intelligent, create a lot of things. He goes, I've never seen anything like this, and I've had an advisor for 30 years. And welcome to IDA. You know, this is what we do, man. This is what it's about. It's about your purpose. It's about having a plan. And too many advisors in today's day and age, and too many investors, too many people don't focus on the planning aspect. They focus on the investment. And, you know, what they're talking about GameStop today, right? GameStop.
Story is crazy. Yeah.
It is. But the headlines and the news, and they're talking about the investment. The investment is only secondary. It's only secondary to the bigger picture. And what are you trying to do? Then you can put investments in place that help you do what you want to do.
Right.
But starting with the investment doesn't work.
I think most advisors have that old-fashioned approach of starting and ending with the investment.
It's not good.
There's no conversation about the other and that's probably why the media continues to feed off of our emotions, because most people probably can find themselves in that story, I would imagine, right?
I hope so. And if you want, I mean, that's what we do, right? We're here to educate and empower individuals, but also we're here to literally help you and bring you on as a client if you want a different experience, if you want to pursue better and you want a comprehensive, holistic look that has a path to achieving your goals and objectives. And it's not just what investment are we picking today based upon the news and the headlines. It's a different experience working with the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. So not to do a sales pitch here, but it is in a way.
People like stories, right? Stories are good because they're real stories and we all have a story.
Yeah. And to see that client experience, that it just gives me so much happiness and confidence in what we do and how we do it for clients, that we want to help more people. I want to give that to more people because it is truly different. It is true financial peace of mind. So that's, you know, send us an email, jason@financialdetox.com. Let us know if you want a second opinion, you want to see how that looks for you.
When you have that kind of whole financial plan built out and you have your investment strategy that makes sense based on your plan, and you adjust it and monitor it as time goes on,
yes,
as things change in your life and as administration has changed. This is a tee up for the next question, by
yes,
the way. Answering this next question is actually pretty easy for us to do. And the question has to do with the new administration,
yep,
right? We've gone through this incredibly emotional 12-month period.
Yes.
We have a new administration now. Without getting into the details of that too much, the question has to do with, you know, based on what the new administration seems to be focused on, let's focus in on maybe taxes for a minute. You know, what should I be looking out for? And we don't have very much time to answer the question, but like, how would we answer a question when people are so focused on the political potential ramifications of all these directives that Biden and his team are working on? You
right
know, what do we say to that?
You know, I think you have to be willing and able to tilt. We use the word tilt your portfolio based upon the global macroeconomic environment. And the United States and the administration that is in charge in the United States does affect the global macroeconomic environment in some ways. Doesn't mean you go in. It doesn't mean you go out. It doesn't mean you completely change. No. But it does mean you're paying attention to your portfolio and the construction of your portfolio and where risks exist, right? We get the privilege of using a risk analysis tool that is the most sophisticated, best risk analysis tool in the industry, bar none, upwards of $1 million or $2 million a year for a subscription cost of this. Thank goodness we don't have to pay that subscription cost, but we do get access to the system to analyze risks, right? But you have to be able to tilt your portfolio. Look, energy and gas, it's interesting. We talked about that last show. Is it going to go up or is it going to go down? Obviously, Biden is not energy friendly. We cost thousands and thousands of jobs by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, by shutting down the border wall. All these things, believe in it or not, like it or not, it's going to change the way you should be invested. So I think you do have to pay attention to that and you have to make small changes. You don't panic. You don't get all in. You don't get all out. But you do got to make small changes, right?
Yeah. And back to your story, though. I mean, the person that does have that entire thing built out with stress tests and with the right investment strategy, the answer really is it's going to be okay.
It is going to be okay.
It's different this time, but we're ready for it.
We are ready. And people are going to keep buying stuff off of Amazon. You're going to keep buying paper. We're going to keep using cell phones. We're going to keep driving cars, whether they're electric or whether they're gas. We're going to survive and human ingenuity is going to prevail. And if you're invested in a well-diversified portfolio, you're going to do well, especially if it's tied to a financial plan.
There it is. We're out of time.
Financial Detox. Check us out at financialdetox.com. And if you want to get a second opinion and take a look at a holistic financial plan for yourself, it's jason@financialdetox.com. Just send an email. Give us your name and number. We'll get a hold of you. Thanks so much for listening. As always, catch you next week.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com. for podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.